Do you guys want some stats?
Give us the numbers.
Well, they're for losers. I just want to hear numbers.
Let me hear. Let me underline for you guys the reason why the Falcons have to score from outside the 20. All right, the outside the 20. Mention this to Bo. I think the biggest part of last week's game is you never got in short yardage situations or goal line situations. Atlanta Falcons scored on explosives, right? There's honestly the risk, in my opinion, had you been tackled inside the five, if you're Kadarius Hodge, the Falcons might have to kick a field goal. Like, you could make that argument, as frustrating as that is. Here's a couple of numbers for you. By this metric, guys, the Falcons are the most explosive offense in the league. 24.7, so about one out of every four of their offensive plays have gone for 10 or more yards. Let me say that one more time. One out of every four plays the Falcons have run have gone for 10 or more yards. That's number one in the league, and I don't even think it's close. One out of every four have gone for 10 or more yards. Here's the issue. Atlanta has converted 43% of their red zone possessions for touchdowns. Only 43% of their red zone possessions for touchdowns. That's 29th in the league. It's almost like you're better off saying, hey, just fall down at the 21. Just fall down at the 21. Just fall down at the 21. We don't need to get in the red zone. They've been unbelievable as far as that goes. And honestly, we talk about, and good Lord, me and Bo have talked about this so we're blue in the face. Defenses between the 20s almost feel like they're waiting to get to the red zone until everything shrinks. You can't, run the receivers on all these routes.
Yeah, the
de facto
12th defender with the back of the goal line.
But the fact that Atlanta is 29th in the league in the red zone tells me that they're just not good at red zone. It's not a matter of defense clamping down. All the defenses are clamping down in the red zone. Atlanta's just one of the worst offenses that actually taking advantage of it.
And I think, though, that some of that has been the comfortability with the quarterback and the receivers and the chemistry and the anticipation. And hopefully that's going away after last week where he said he just felt so much better with anticipating where they're going to be, coming out of their routes, all that stuff.
Didn't Kirk say something about he's normally used to throwing to those smaller, speedier receivers? It's kind of been an adjustment to him to deal with a bigger guy like Drake London or Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, I think so.
As far as tendencies and anticipation and windows.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of truth to that. But also I feel like with Justin Jefferson, he got such a trust with him where he would put the – he put Justin Jefferson up in 50-50 situations, and I've seen a lot of that in the way he throws at Drake London.
I thought it was really interesting, too. We talked to Arch, and he kind of brought this up that, the wiggle. He said he'd get to a point where he knew where one guy would make a shoulder wiggle, and he knew he was about to break his route off. You know what I mean? It was just a matter of repetition and playing with guys over a number of years that you get to know what they look like running those routes and those small, tiny little things that Kirk Cousins is still kind of getting to know, guys.
Yeah, to your point, I think we talked about it last week. Rob, we watched the video, the preview on Thursday before the game, me and Mike, and it opened with a play of Arch in 1986. It was a screen play, and it wasn't there, so he rolled out, and he threw the ball deep, and he hits the receiver. I can't remember the name of the receiver because Arch knew, and Arch goes, yeah. He goes, that's a screen play, because I remember that it was the first play of the game. He goes, but he knew that if it wasn't there, I was going to come to him. So he ran his route all the way in, and Arch hit him in stride, and they ended up winning that game.
Let me throw out a couple more numbers. I know we got like a minute left. How about this one? Carolina opponents have scored on 50.9% of their drives. That is 31st in the league. 50.9. You want the bad news?
Yeah, I never read it.
52% of the possessions against Atlanta the opponent has scored, which is the lowest rate in the league defensively for Atlanta. So if there's anybody worse against possessions for the other team than Carolina, it's Atlanta. Now, score is field goal, and we've talked about it a number of times. I think Pittsburgh kind of weighs heavily on that as well. The Falcons are also, guys, unfortunately, we talked about the struggles offensively on third down. Falcons have the worst, defensively, the worst conversion percentage in the league, 48.5%. On defense, 48.5% of the third downs they're giving up.
But I'll make you feel a little bit better.
Please do.
They're the 13th best red zone defense in the league.
Let's go.
And nine out of 16 times, which according to this is 50%, but that doesn't really think it adds up. But
remember how I said that Atlanta only converts 42.9% of their red zone? The good news is that Carolina is the worst team in the league at keeping teams out of the end zone. 87.5% of their possessions, the opponent have scored a touchdown. So something is going to correct itself this weekend at 4:00.